Dr. Bülent Hasdellal, first of all, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment. It's a wonderful news. You definitely deserve that. We are very happy to hear that. You've been with SBS more than 6 years, and you worked as deputy chair, acting chair, and now you're finally appointed as chair of the board. What would you like to say about the past of SBS, current situation at SBS, as well as future of SBS?
Thank you very much, Tanju. Firstly, can I say I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be appointed as chair to SBS. But I think what really pleases me is the number of well wishes from the community, the business, media and government sector. I feel quite humbled and it is quite an honour. I have been with SBS now for close to just over 6 years, and 5 years of that has been either as deputy chair or as acting chair. So for me to be in this role has certainly something that I treasure and value, with working with such an organisation with so many wonderful people, great commitment to Australia and the work that they produce. So for me, it's an honour to be part of something that I think is so innovative and so unique in so many ways. You know, I think SBS has come a long way since its early days, broadcasting in a handful of languages on Radio 2EA, I remember, and in Sydney, and in 3EA in Melbourne. And if you look at how Australia has grown and changed as a country over the last 41 years, SBS has also grown and changed with that to meet the needs of a contemporary multicultural Australia. And we continue to tell those stories in a very innovative and new way. And I think for 41 years, we've been telling stories of multicultural Australia and promoting the benefits of diversity for all Australians. And we've played a key role in integration and settlement, helping new migrants over the many years to understand Australian culture, but settle and value into their new life, into their new homes. And part of that has been about of course, it's about integration, but it's how people can then able to contribute to Australia's social, economic and cultural well-being. And I think SBS has played a key role in that, as well as informing, you know, people of their rights and as well as their obligations to Australia as Australians, which have been all very, very important to preserving and promoting social cohesion. One of the key things is, for me, is that SBS has a very clear strategy to ensure that we continue to play that very special and vital role in society, as well as addressing some of the challenges and leveraging on the opportunities of a very converged media landscape in Australia today. So, you know, if we look at what we've achieved as a broadcaster throughout here and the way the world even looks at SBS, today it's a modern multi-platform media company with a TV portfolio spanning over 5 distinctive channels across free-to-air and subscription TV, absolutely extensive and marvellous radio service providing more than 70 communities with programs in their own language, and a very innovative and growing online and digital presence, ensuring that, you know, we at SBS are responding to the changing needs and demands of audiences, which is really important. But at the core of all of that, our mission remains the same, and that is to provide special services to a multicultural in a way that only SBS can. For us, if you look at in terms of how we reflect the commitment to telling those stories and to connect with Australians with our rich Indigenous history and what NITV is producing today is just fantastic. It's so innovative and so clear and directional. And the stories we tell of those who've journeyed from afar to help build this nation to what it is today. So I think we're a very important organisation in providing an exchange of culture like no other organisation, and that exchange of culture, to me, is as important as any other commodity on today's market, as it stimulates that both knowledge and imagination. So while we provide a great appreciation and understanding of the richness of diversity and how it's enriched everyone's lives, SBS also presents a reality that's different from your own, and it's how we present and celebrate that difference through content and presentation makes SBS so distinct, and there's no other broadcaster that actually does that. So I think it's an exciting time for SBS, and particularly at a time also when there is a growing connection between economic disadvantage and racially motivated resentment, fear and uncertainty around the world and on our shores as well. The role of SBS is helping Australians to understand each other better, and there's never been a better time and relevant time, a more important time than now to do that.
Dr. Dalal, you've been working with several organisations in multiculturalism, mainly in multiculturalism, including SBS board membership. How can you handle all those several duties and responsibilities in a broad range of different organisations in Australia, within Australia?
Look, I know that's it is a lot as these things accumulate, and it's a question of priority. But I suppose I try and fit 24 into 48 hours, and I try and fit it into 24. But I think for me, it's really about ensuring that you do have a broad perspective and a broad experience and interact with a broad range of people across the community sector, business sector, government sector, so that you truly understand what is happening at all levels. For me, the community sector is very important, and I've made it my mission to ensure that I do engage at all levels within the communities, particularly if you're trying to make decisions or be informed about something or doing research about something, but more importantly, advocating or promoting policy or directions about something. If you are not in touch with what is happening on a day-to-day basis, then you're almost a fraud. You really need to understand what people are feeling and what they are, what they would like to see happen, and some of the issues and challenges that they meet. Now, in order to do that, you need to engage yourself at different levels, and I suppose I've tried to prioritise that and manage my lifestyle and my work commitment in order to meet those outcomes. To me, it's very important to understand what's happening. I mean, a multicultural Australia is not a static Australia. It's continually evolving. In order to understand that continual involvement, you need to understand the diversity of people and the issues and the concerns and the challenges that we face, you know, whether it's first, second, third generation. So I think for me, it's very important to have that cross-sectional engagement. Obviously, you need to prioritise your time. There is so much limit, but it's a natural thing to do.
Thank you very much for this interview, Dr. Hasdelal. We would like to congratulate you once more and wish you all the best and best of luck and great success at SBS board as a chairman, as well as on your other duties.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank everyone that has sent me their well wishes within SBS and the staff, and I congratulate them on the fantastic work that they do. Thank you, Tanshu.
Thank you.